on.
50, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Rebel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Well, it's been a very busy and fun couple of days around this football team that we know is the Cleveland Browns. Lots of activity at First Energy Stadium. It actually continues tonight with a soccer game that the Browns are presenting, the friendly. I love that reference, friendly, between the U.S. and the Belgium, the U.S. Soccer team and the Belgium team. But more than that, and this was a big one today, the official announcement that Jim Brown is returning to the Browns. As Dave DiNatale just mentioned, more than 2-year absence, and now he is back in the fold. He's in the capacity of a special advisor. That's his title. Met with the media today, did a lot of media today, and that includes a one-on-one for this show, and you'll be hearing from him in a little bit. You're also going to hear from Bernie Kosar, who was on hand for yesterday's announcement as part of this 2-day extravaganza that we've had at First Energy Stadium, yesterday's announcement of the Fan Festival concert. It's going to be fun. That's coming up on July 14th, and that involves, of course, you've heard by now, Jon Bon Jovi, Michael Stanley, and a whole lot of interactive stuff and Browns alumni and so forth. Just a different concept. Joe Banner was on the show, the CEO of the Browns, to talk about it last night. He was at that press conference yesterday, but Bernie was there too, and we'll get some kind of big picture view from Bernie as far as what these 2 days of announcements really mean to the big picture of the Browns and all this activity, all this juice, energy, fun stuff going on, the movie being made. Even though, and that's the part about when movies are made, or I've had experiences, you know, writing books. You know, you tell people, oh, I'm in the process of putting this book together, and you're really excited about what the topic is, or really excited about this movie being done. But the thing is, when you talk about it being in production, the actual movie, book, whatever, doesn't see the light of day for like a year, you know. So that's a long time before it actually comes out. So there's a lot of discussion about it being filmed and talked about, and everybody's fired up about it, which is great. But then you don't see the thing until down the line. But while it's going on, I mean, the buzz is the buzz. And you heard it in the media room today, some members of the media who cover the Browns talking about some of their bit parts that they have in this movie, the cameos, which has been very cool. And I think what I like about these sports productions is how they do they're very strategic in getting, I mean, you're talking about a football team, or you're talking about a sports movie where there are reporters, so instead of having actors play the part of reporters, they get actual reporters from around the country or locally or whatever to be aboard and play that part. And then what will the reporters do? They'll write about their experience. They'll do a first-hand account of it, which makes it even more enjoyable. But this long tease, the long tease for a movie that's coming out a year from now. But I think we'll be just as excited about it then, more so when it sees the light of day. And the shooting of that movie is going to continue on through the rest of the month. So you're going to hear from Bernie. You're going to hear from Jim Brown. And you'll hear from the rookie kicker for the Browns, Brandon Bogate, who comes aboard from Georgia. Here's a guy that, keep an eye on this kid, a big-legged kid, strong leg, good accuracy from a distance that you can see in practices. That's not the same as doing it in games. We know that. I don't think I even need that disclaimer, right, in OTAs. But it's still impressive to see him out there. And, yeah, the Browns also have Shane Graham in here with his experience. But I think Bogate is somebody to look out for and somebody who definitely this team, by signing him and doing the research on him, has a lot of enthusiasm about his chances of winning that job. We'll see how it all unfolds and a lot of the pressure that he's dealing with to win that job. Jameer Howardson sits down with Brandon Bogate and has a little conversation to hear some of the thoughts on his mind. You could tell he's a kicker. He's a kicker. Keeps everything in neutral. Keeps everything focused. You don't want to hear any rattle in that voice. And I think that's the or his tone. And you don't get that from Brandon Bogutay. That's been my experience with him. At least you can be the judge of that as well. Your questions, your comments that you submit to the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages, and to yours truly at VICCARUCCI. Got this one from Twitter from Daniel. Says, what will Jim Brown be advising on? Okay, well, I don't want to spoil the conversation, the interview that's coming up shortly with Jim Brown, but he does go into some detail about this role. I can tell you in a general sense, it involves his depth of knowledge as a former player, his ability to relate to current players, to be that voice for players to hear, just in general about handling the life of the NFL. And his iconic background gives him a lot of credibility, a lot of juice. Even though there are many years that separate him, he's 77, and you're talking about players in their early 20s, so 50-plus years of separation in age. And, yeah, you could say, well, gosh, that how can you communicate there? But the man knows how to communicate, and he has had vast experience out in L.A. communicating with gang leaders. I mean, his range of conversation with people, and I go back years of knowing this for some research I did on another project years ago. I know when Jim Brown and traveling in the circles with the late Jack Kemp, former housing secretary under President Bush Sr. and a former congressman from the district where I lived in New York, and a former Buffalo Bills quarterback, would talk about Jim Brown's ability to move comfortably from all levels of life, of society, where he can be trusted and welcome to bring together differing sides of gang leaders out in L.A. And then sit down with politicians, national politicians, local politicians, and so forth. There's a gift. We know this about Jim Brown, and we know there's not just a local appeal, but a worldwide appeal, and a man who can communicate so well and so comfortably with different walks of life. So, but especially where he can talk about team success, organizational success, and I think he's a guy that is a voice there for players, but also for coaches, for the owner, Jimmy Haslam, for every level of the Browns organization where he can offer insights and thoughts. And I think he was valuable when he was here before. It's a great thing that those days are done where he was on the outside and now is back in, and you could just see what this means to him and how much he's embracing this. So that's where we'll get you started. In a couple of minutes, you're going to hear from the one and only Jim Brown, the Pro Football Hall of Famer. Visited with him out at First Energy Stadium today on this edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Liberty's Memorial Day event has been extended. Save thousands with deals like 0% financing for 60 months, plus no payments for 90 days on Ohio's largest selection of new Fords. Or get $11,000 off MSRP of a new F-150. Or lease America's best-selling truck for only $199 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Hazel Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy.
Hey, keep moving!
Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment without moving at all.
Hey,
moving!
Hey, lady.
Oh, yeah. Woo! We're moving!
Pepsi. Live for now. For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere.
and virtual wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use mobile deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
NTB has changed the tire business with ready-to-roll all-inclusive pricing. The lowest installed price on tires guaranteed. And now through Sunday at NTB, get double rebate on a selection of big brands. Up to $160 with your Service Central credit card. Like Yokohama and Bridgestone, a $50 rebate doubles to $100. And Goodyear or Cooper, an $80 rebate doubles to $160. Plus, you're ready to roll with all the extras at no extra charge. Hurry to NTB for double rebates now through Sunday. Up to $160 off select in-stock tires after mailed rebates on four tire purchases made on the Service Central credit card. Subject to credit approval, Goodyear rebate offer N6213, other offers N6913. Void where prohibited, see NTB.com for details. Double rebate on the biggest brand. Up to $160. You're ready to roll. NTB. Service, tires, and oil.
It's a football Wednesday on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And a big one. Jim Brown, the Pro Football Hall of Famer, introduced today as a special advisor to the Browns, his return to the organization. I had a chance to sit down with him at First Energy Stadium today, and I asked him what this role is all about.
Well, the bottom line is we want to have success. Success is our goal. But having said that, I would like to have an effect on the players. I would like to be there for them. I'd like to be able to discuss things with them. I would like to have a certain kind of relationship with the coaches. And, of course, have a relationship with the owners and have that translate into how the players approach the game, how they play the game, and how we as Cleveland Browns deal with the community. So that seems like a big order. But if you look at it, we're dealing in the community already. Reggie Rucker is president of AmeriCan, but he's also president of the Mayor's Alliance. And that work has been continuing, and it will increase now that the Browns have new ownership. And the players will be my real job. But I think the way that we always relate to each other, see, I'm old, but I'm still a player. And when I sit down, I'm not sitting down with the player as a coach. I'm sitting down with the player as another player. And if I can have an effect upon them, which means to motivate them to really work to be better on an individual level, then I think that'll pay dividends.
You have such a deep understanding, too, of the psychology of the players and kind of as human beings. I mean, you are more than just someone who talks football with people. You go very deep in these discussions. So if you can discuss how you're going to connect with guys, as you mentioned, you're 77 and there's a 50-plus year age gap between you and a lot of these guys, how you make those connections?
Well, I'll tell you what's so funny. I've already made a connection with Trent Richardson, who was the third guy in the draft that was chosen. So, you know, he has a big value. There's a big investment in him. And he's shown the flashes that says he's going to be a great player. I mentioned that he was ordinary. I thought he was an ordinary back coming out of Alabama was. And people took that a certain way. But he didn't. He did not take it as a negative. And when we met, that was not an issue. And just think what that showed me, because that's a tester. So when you give a guy a challenge and he steps up to that challenge, not that he did it for me, but he shows that he is going to play football, and regardless of what's being said, he's not going to let it affect him and become his issue. So if he'd taken that as an issue, then what would happen with his ability to apply himself to perfection in his own game? And so in our conversations, we had great conversations because he could talk straight to me and I could talk straight to him. And he revealed to me some things that he hoped would be changed, you know, with the organization, how he felt about other things, his personal life. I had a good insight into that. So the players, they know that there's some people that, doesn't matter how old they are, they can relate, because I respect players and I respect people. And it doesn't go by age or power or money. I respect people for what they are. So it's going to be a trip to relate, you know, mentally to Trent and the other players that will be available to me. And I'm really looking forward to that, because I do it anyway. But now I can do it for the Cleveland Browns.
And speaking of relationships, it's the relationship that you formed with owner Jimmy Haslam, his wife Dee, that really led to this, that made this happen. Talk about how that came together and what you see in him and his wife that really drew you to this organization, back to this organization.
Well, first thing is, he's extremely smart. And he has a sense of humor with it. So you better not underestimate him, because you'll really be off center. He's got a great wife in Dee, who is active in every way. She is not a shadow of him, a wife of his. Of course she's his wife and so forth, but she's an individual human being that has thoughts of her own and ideas of her own, and he appreciates that, and that comes across. So he always invites me, but he also invites my wife, because she's the same way. That takes a lot of wisdom. And so both myself and my wife are included in their life. And over three or four times of meeting, I considered them friends of us and friends of our family. And it didn't have a lot to do with football. It had to do with the fact that he was the owner. He made that acquisition. He accomplished it. And he and I sat down. But when we sat down, it was equal. He was a man. I was a man. We didn't have to do anything. If we didn't like each other, we wouldn't have done anything. And but I went home and I told my wife, I said, this is a heck of a guy. I said, he's smart. He has the Cleveland Browns' best interest in mind. He wants to bring about changes. And it looked like we might be going back to Cleveland a little bit. You know, I thought it was my prognostication. But I'm impressed with him as a human being. And as a very bright individual who, if everything works out well, he should do a great job here in Cleveland.
Well, you mentioned this during your news conference earlier, and you've seen the changes this club has gone through. Just based on what you see of what Jimmy Haslam has put in place with Joe Banner and Mike Lombardi and Coach Jedzinski, the whole hierarchy of this club, you called it the team behind the team. What about this group impresses you?
Well, you have to put a lot of thought to form a group like that. You have to hear about the group, and then you have to think. You can't just say, oh, yeah. And it's not about one guy. It is about that total team and what that team brings to the table. Because when you put that kind of combination together, you're going to maximize your opportunities. Because each one of those individuals have a calling card that belongs to them. But they all will be able to work together. And it was puzzling at first, because you say, okay, you hire a coach, or you have a general manager, you hire a coach, you hire an assistant, you hire this person. And all of a sudden, your light goes on, because now you see that you don't have any major egos, any one guy that think he knows it all, but you have a group of guys that have respect for each other. And when you come into a situation like that, you definitely need that, because you have to maximize everything that you can to get this franchise back in the right mold. The Cleveland Browns have to have feelings that they used to have. We have to believe that this is a total organization, that all of us count, The history counts. And that's what we have right now.
And this role as special advisor is much bigger than football. In your return to the Browns, you want this to be more, and so does Jimmy Haslam, as he mentioned today, more of an ambassador role with fans, a community role. You mentioned, of course, Reggie Rucker and your great relationship with him and the great work he does in the city. So you want to reach and touch a lot more than just football with all of this.
Absolutely. Cleveland Browns have always been much more than football. Always. And the work that Reggie and the Kids in America and the Mayor's Coalition of Organizations, the work that they do is impeccable. And Jimmy caught on to that right away. And he's talked more community to me than he's talked football. And if you'll know, in the press conference, he talked about community. Well, when you get an owner that can think for himself and is interested in community on his own, and then we know what we have to offer him, that's a great combination. So my role is a great role because I can dip and dab and I can stay out of the way. Belichick said once that the great thing about me is I knew when to get out of the way and when to be in the way. So I know how to get out of the way.
Well, we're glad to have you back. And, Jim, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
All right, Jim Brown joining us on a very happy day. 2+ years that he had been away from the Browns. That's over. He is back. He is a special advisor. You are going to see more of him, hear from him more often. And in particular, he is going to be around that team in ways that I think are going to be very helpful. A voice that can be very helpful to young players. He mentioned Trent Richardson specifically as someone with whom he connected last year. And I think that connection is probably a pathway to more such relationships that will be beneficial to a team as it tries to build an identity and can hear from someone who knows about championship pedigree, really knows about it, and knows about the history and depth of what being a Cleveland Brown is all about. And I think that's the biggest part of this. Not just that you can call him the greatest player to wear a Browns uniform or the greatest to wear an NFL uniform. I mean, when you got that going for you, that opens a lot of ears and eyes to what you have to say. But I think the other part of this thing is an understanding that he has, because it's one thing to say, well, he's this guy, there's a bronze statue of him, and so on and so forth in Canton. But I think it's bigger than that. It's what players can relate to when they hear from the man and hear him speak. And you heard some of those thoughts that he just shared here with us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty. Ford up next. You're going to hear from a much younger player, a kicker, a rookie, Brandon Bogutay, trying to win the kicking job for the Browns, sitting down with Jamer Howard. And that's next on CBD. Vic Carucci with you on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Liberty's Memorial Day event has been extended. Save thousands with deals like 0% financing for 60 months, plus no payments for 90 days on Ohio's largest selection of new Fords. Or lease the best-selling Ford Escape for only $169 a month. That's only $169 for a new Escape. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Hi, I'm Trent Richardson of the Cleveland Browns. I work hard and I make a lot of choices every day. Here's the easy one. I go to Subway restaurants where I can get a choice of better for you subs. Subway has all the options I like all in one place. And the best part, I can change it up depending on my mood. I can choose any of the 8 subs for under 6 grams of fat, like the turkey breast and ham, piled high with all the veggies I need. Or I can add double meat to my favorite, steak and cheese, to fuel up for my bone-crushing workouts. Subway, the official training restaurant of Trent Richardson and you.
Additional charge for double meat.
Today is a big day.
Today, you look to the best to get better.
With 27 Cleveland Clinic locations,
world-class care is always near you.
Call today. We're ready for you.
Call 855-411-DOG. That's 855-411-3294 for your same-day appointment.
Cleveland Clinic. Every life deserves world-class care.
Cleveland Clinic is a proud partner of the Cleveland Browns.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center. Are you ready to kick some abs?
Maybe.
Warrior Core starts in 10 minutes.
What's Warrior Core?
We basically throw huge tires around for an hour.
Woo! Trendy gym classes would make tire shopping sweatier, but they wouldn't make it better. Better is Sears Auto Center, with online scheduling, extended hours, and all the best brands. Plus, members get $150 in points with the purchase of 4 Goodyear or Mighty Road Handler tires. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offer ends 6-1. Installation requires. See store for details. Members earn points on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms available at shopperway.com.
AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk is instant communication that's truly instant, the way it should be. But don't take our word for it. The proof is in the push. Come into an AT&T store today and test it out for yourself. And for a limited time, ask about getting a free device for every new CRU line, a company-paid line of service, when you upgrade your business. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. One push, and you'll know. AT&T. Rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free device and new activations only. Requires two-year commitment to eligible plans plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Welcome to Bonefish Grill.
And that's why they named the street after me. They say spring is a time for love. And I hope they are right, because I'm meeting a blind date at Bonefish Grill. We exchange awkward hellos as our server deftly arrives with Hawaiian martinis. With island flavors of coconut and desert pear, each sip is as surprising as the fact that she actually resembles her profile picture. We share white tuna street tacos for $8.90. With each delectable bite of seared albacore and crispy wontons, I almost start to believe in this love business. Next, the deluxe mixed grill for $18.90 with delicious sirloin steak, tender scallops, and shrimp. I know I've found at least one amazing catch tonight.
Celebrate moms, dads, and grads with dinner or gift card. Buy $50 in gift cards and get a $10 bonus card free. Visit bonefishgrill.com for details.
Gift card? More like best present ever. Bonefish Grill. Happiness here.
In Cleveland, at the corner of Rockside Road and 77. Visit bonefishgrill.com for the location nearest you.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Revel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Vic Carucci with you on a football Wednesday. Our buddy Jameer Howerton had a chance to sit down with the rookie kicker on the Browns. His name is Brandon Bogate. And we'll give you a chance to let you learn a little bit about what he's all about. Take it away, Jameer.
Thanks, Vic. Brandon, so far, how are OTAs coming along for you?
They're going good. Getting in with the snappers and the holders and getting everything up to speed, so it's good.
How's the process been learning from your new special teams coordinator, Chris Tabor, and special teams assistant, Sean Meninga?
Both coaches are great. They've showed me a lot, and I'm continuing to learn and get the things done that they want done.
One of your assets that jumps out is your leg strength. At the University of Georgia, you handle kickoffs, 8 of 29, went for touchbacks. Tell us about that.
Blair Walsh was there as well, so we split times with the kickoffs. But I feel I have a pretty strong leg, and I just try to put it in the back of the end zone so they can't bring it out. That's as much, you know, make it easy on the coaches. Just looking to get some touchbacks this year as well.
You mentioned your former college teammate, Blair Walsh, who was a kicker for the Minnesota Vikings, who was also named to the Pro Bowl during his rookie season. What was it like playing alongside of him, and what did you guys learn from each other?
Blair's a tremendous kicker. We had great competition, which is nice coming into the league because, you know, you're competing every day. And so it was nice for me to compete with one of the best.
And with that competition brings upon a lot of pressure. Talk about some of the concentration drills that you practice to stay focused out there on the field when kicking conditions can be overall challenging.
I guess the basic thing is just staying calm and focused on your breathing. And I did a lot of yoga, and that really helped me staying focused and shutting out the distractions.
And just along those lines of pressure, knowing the history of kicker Phil Dawson here in Cleveland, do you feel a sense of pressure filling that spot?
I'm sure that everyone wants a great kicker, and I understand the whole pressure behind that. But I just kind of worry about what I can do on the field and, you know, not put any more stuff in my head and just stay focused on what I can do.
Next week is the last mini camp of the offseason. Do you feel good about where you are physically and just overall understanding your assignments?
I understand the assignments. You know, I feel like I'm kicking well. You know, every day is a chance to get better, and I will continue to work to get better each day. And the off season, or when we get that break, will be another time for me to go focus in on a couple more things and fine tune.
And what are going to be some of those things that you're going to work on this off season?
Just, you know, keeping everything consistent and you know, hitting the ball well.
Lastly, Brandon, before I let you go, this week the men's U.S. soccer team is coming to Cleveland Browns. You being a kicker, did you play soccer? Are you going to get out there and go watch those guys practice and play?
I did. I grew up playing soccer pretty much my whole life, and that's kind of what led to kicking. So I'm excited. We are going to go. I will be at the game.
Well, Brandon, thank you for your time, and good luck to you moving forward.
Thank you.
Back to you, Vic.
All right. Thank you, Jameer, and thank you, Brandon. And up next, going to hear from the quarterback, Bernie Kosar. So much to talk about in an exciting week around here in Cleveland regarding the Browns. And you heard mention of the soccer game going on tonight at First Energy Stadium. Well, that's only the that's only part of a very big, big couple of days. So we'll hear Bernie's thoughts on Jim Brown's return to the organization and on the Fan Festival concert. John Bon Jovi coming up July 14th. So much to talk about. That's next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Liberty's Memorial Day event has been extended. Liberty has special event pricing on their huge selection of pre-owned vehicles, like 0% financing on certified Fords. That's 0% plus 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty, multi-point inspection, and more. Liberty is open Sunday from 11 to 4. Hurry in and save today. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Simplify and save this spring at Rebel Wireless. Hashtag Rebel Saves.
Yoga? I don't know how you do it. It's all about clearing your mind. Impossible. Between picking up the kids, what color to paint the hallway, when my mother-in-law is coming, and where did I put the other shoe to that really, really cute pair that I love, and oh, the bills.
You need to free yourself. Start with your wireless bill.
But I have
switched to Rebel Wireless.
Rebel?
As in nationwide, unlimited everything, no contract, save me a ton of money, Rebel Wireless.
That sounds relaxing.
Uh-huh. It's everything I want from wireless without the big bill.
Everything?
And now I save over $50 a month.
Wow, but I love my
phone. Rebel has all the latest smartphones for great prices that do everything your overpriced one does.
Well, I'm feeling more limber already.
Free is in full bloom this spring at Rebel. Now get a free month of nationwide, no contract, unlimited everything with a new Rebel smartphone purchase and activation. No compromising, just great savings. Rebel Wireless. Come save with us. Limited time offer. Requires activation on the $45 smartphone plan. See sales associate for details.
Browns fans, unite! Season tickets are on sale now. Purchase your season tickets today and be a part of the tradition of Cleveland Browns football live at First Energy Stadium, home of the Cleveland Browns. Great seat locations are open in the general seating bowl and club level. For more information on becoming a new Cleveland Browns season ticket holder, visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. That's 440-824-3434.
Is a runaway shopping cart hitting your car a reoccurring nightmare? Do you take your dog for rides not in your car, but in the car of your significant other? Ever touch up after being strafed by bird bombs? You must be a new Lincoln owner. Understandable when you drive a new 2013 Lincoln MKX. With 305 horsepower and an EPA estimated 26 highway miles per gallon, you enjoy taking the long way home to avoid less desirable roads. It can help warn you about parking lot cross traffic with the available Bliss with Cross Traffic Alert. And wanting your beautiful leather-trimmed interior to stay that way is natural. Besides, your dog doesn't know the difference between that other car and your new Lincoln.
The Lincoln Sales Event. Right now, get an exceptional offer on the 2013 Lincoln MKX. Only at the Lincoln Sales Event. On now. EPA estimated rating of 19 city, 26 highway, 22 combined MPG, front wheel drive. Actual mileage will vary.
ESPN Cleveland Sports Center.
I'm Dave DiNatale. Well, he's arguably the greatest football player in NFL history, and he's back with the Browns this morning. Team owner Jimmy Haslam III made it official. Jim Brown back with the Browns as a special advisor to the team. Meantime, Indians and Reds will be shifting their home-and-home series to Cleveland tonight. First of a two-game set at Progressive Field. First pitch, 7:05. Tribe coming in having lost five in a row. We'll have Justin Masterson on the mound. Now back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I'm Dave DiNatale.
Cleveland Browns Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Browns Fans Unite season tickets are on sale now. Be part of the tradition of Cleveland Browns football live at First Energy Stadium. Great seat locations are open in the general seating bowl and club level. For more information on new Browns season tickets, visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. And this segment is driven by Liberty Ford.
Bernie, Bernie, oh, yeah, how you can throw. Yeah.
Very pleased to be joined right now by Bernie Kosar, regular on this show. It's been an exciting couple of days. The announcement today that Jim Brown is returning to the Browns fold. And then yesterday, we were all out at First Energy Stadium again for an announcement of the Fan Festival concert featuring John Bon Jovi. You were there. Hanford Dixon was there. Good time.
Yeah. I think first and foremost, though, to start out with today, out of one of the beautiful things about sports, and especially football, and especially maybe some of us older guys, is the element of respect of the history, tradition, and what people have done before you. And to see Jim Brown and have his kind of day today, and have the press conference and have him back in the fold, and I spent quite a bit of yesterday with him. It's just an honor for me as a kid growing up here to see not only a great Brown, but a great player in the league.
Yeah.
And a guy who's, you know, really doing great things with his American I Can program with the high schools and the kids and the inner cities. And I know we have here in Cleveland some issues at the public schools in terms of attendance and in terms of ninth graders coming in and getting their degrees and getting their diplomas and coming out in 12th grade. And that's something I've been pretty active with, and Jim, not only locally, but even so nationally, has just done a phenomenal job with that.
And I think it's right for the organization to have a good rapport with him. Obviously, there had been the falling out before it got ugly, but today the theme was, hey, welcome Jim back, and he's happy to be back. He forged a relationship, a good one, with Jimmy Haslam and his wife, Dee Haslam, and you get the feeling that his role now is called special advisor, will be one where all the things you just talked about, his attentiveness to inner city youth and so forth, will be factored into his relationship with football players on the team, that he wants to be more than just a guy who's involved with the team. He wants to be involved with the community.
Well, I think, too, when you're involved with the community and you're helping people out, well, it's one of the influences I'm pretty proud of myself, and I know Jim is incredibly proud of, that you have influences on some of the younger people to see some of the blessings that we've been bestowed upon and that we have, and hopefully it carries over and it becomes and creates a positive influence, not only in the community, but within the locker room and within the organization, because there's a lot of younger players that sometimes also need these types of role models to see some of the ways to be able to do things.
Sure. And I know you and Jim spent a good portion of Tuesday acting. You had a chance to do your scene for the movie Draft Day, among many Browns people involved in this. How cool was that?
Well, it was really cool just to spend the whole morning with him. Kevin Costner, Dave was part of it. He's playing the owner in the movie. But I think for me and you, I don't know if you've ever seen me quite so styling. I think Kevin Costner broke into his wardrobe thing because he knew how I dressed, and he made me look pretty good for the day.
I'll tell you what, when I saw you in that suit and the tie and the shoes right down, I said, this is, and again, don't hit me. I'm just saying, this isn't a typical Bernie ensemble. More of what you're wearing now, the shorts and the shirt out and all that, that's more you. But you look like a corporate executive. And I said, Bernie, you're either someone's shopping well for you or you're doing well, but then you revealed the truth.
Well, I'm not really capable of with the upbringing of mine and the old altar boy in me, I'm not really capable of lying out there.
That
so
Catholic guilt.
The real truth came out that, and I asked him if I could keep the outfit on all day just to kind of Eddie Haskell around, and I knew we had the press conference. And,
yeah.
You know, and I've been friends with Michael Stanley for a lot of years.
Right.
And he's a big part of the show coming up at FanFest, and
yep,
a big part of it yesterday.
July 14th, yep.
So he was, he was a little impressed because he's another one that doesn't abode well to wearing ties. So for him to see me in one was a little bit of levity yesterday.
So that came out of wardrobe for draft day.
That came out of wardrobe. Very impressively. Yeah, I mean, after spending a weekend of riding ATVs with a 13-year-old son, I wasn't exactly ready to be Mr. Professional.
So what kind of actor are you? Are you good? Have you done any of this stuff?
Friends with Drew Carey. I've done a few of those. I've done a couple of these, but I'm not going to quit my day job.
No.
And I'm even, Michael was even joking with me and Bon Jovi about when we have the fan fest, if they can get me on stage to, maybe play a little background music or something. But Vic, let me just tell you, in all honesty, there's zero amount of musical skills and my dancing skills. People have saw me throw passes and run. They know my musical skills leave a little bit to be desired.
All right. Well, it's something to look forward to, though, when we get to July. But again, an exciting couple of days, and it was kicked off with the news conference announcing this fan festival coming up. And Brandon Whedon was also there. DeQuell Jackson was there. I saw that you were sitting right up there in the front row and spent some time along with Whedon and Jackson. Spent some time talking with both players. When you're getting together with another quarterback, with Brandon Whedon, for instance, what kind of stuff do you guys talk about?
Well, first and foremost, I was trying to be professional and not talk when Michael or Mr. Banner was up there talking. But, football and X's and O's and OTAs coming on, you really can't help yourself. And, I met Kevin Costner back in 1993 when we were in the Super Bowl the day before the game against Buffalo.
Right.
And Norv Turner was the play caller for me that part of the year. And I talked with Brandon about it the couple times we've been together in the last couple weeks. And I wanted to give him a shout-out for what he did in Oklahoma with the tornadoes and stuff. I saw it's phenomenal stuff and, puts things in perspective to, what's going on around us, too. Because sometimes in football, we get a little obsessed in just the game. And there's other things that go on that and it was awesome of him to get out there and help out. And God bless that his family, things worked out for him. But talking about, and some other coaches have taken offense because they're a little sensitive to this. And I'm not saying it's because Norv's here, but Norv Turner was one of the best play callers that I ever had and I ever watched. And talking with Brandon about some of the things as you're putting in the system and the sense of timing and the way Norv will get you in a play and Norv will get you in a situation where you'll be able to make a play and have a guy open. Now, it's our job to find it and to find it on time. And, this system is an integration of the Miami, Bear Bryant, Shula stuff that Chud was raised in, but then the Ernie Zampezi, Fouts, Air Coryell type stuff that Norv was raised in, and Norv and Chud have spent a lot of years together and have kind of integrated the system to what I really believe is one of the best vertical systems that you have. And for a guy like Wheaton with great athleticism and a big arm, this is a great opportunity for him to find guys, make plays, and establish himself in his NFL career.
Bernie Kosar joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So was he buying in? I mean, was he connecting to what you were saying about that? Could you, just in terms of what you could tell, his reaction?
Well, I'm a little aggressive and obsessive on some of my points
about that.
And I really believe strongly in it. So the few times now that we've been talking about it the last couple weeks, he definitely understands and could see it now. And it's one thing back maybe a few weeks ago before you actually were on the field doing it. But now a couple weeks into it, you're on the field, the core plays are put in, the core schemes of the passing tree. It's allowed, you can visualize it and you've actually done it. So it makes a little more sense, I think, definitely, after talking with him yesterday about it.
DeQuell Jackson also there, Browns linebacker and really the foremost leader of this football team. And you could tell, too, for DeQuell, I think he was excited and happy to be part of it. And he was realizing the big picture of it all, that good things are going on with this team. That when you know that you got that fan festival coming up, you had a soccer game that's going to be played tonight at First Energy Stadium, the shooting of this movie, I mean, which is also used the stadium as a backdrop in the facility here in Berea. So there are a lot of things that are exciting and OTAs all going on at the same time with the Browns. It's a good time to be around the Browns.
It definitely is. But you know what I like about DeQuell Jackson a lot? You got, yeah, Captain America going on, draft day, the Belgium-United States game tonight, you know, the Fan Fest on the 14th with Michael and Bon Jovi. He has that obsessiveness that I love. And he was great yesterday. He was very nice. You could tell DeQuell Jackson is a linebacker who loves football. And joking with him about Ray Horton, this guy we've talked about as our D coordinator, who I played against as a player with the Bengals, the disciple of Dick LeBeau, the multiple fronts, the 34 chains at the front seven. You're going to get all kinds of different looks, of which him not only being able to blitz and come free a lot in those A and B gaps with the way Ray and the Dick LeBeau-type system gets guys free, also the opportunity to use his speed and athleticism to get into coverage in them zone blitzes and get underneath those slants and those unders and those pops to the tight end. I think this, just like offensively, this should be the system for Brandon Whedon. I think this should be the system for DeQuell Jackson, and I could see it in his eyes that he believes that too.
Now, it's an interesting point because he is a guy who's had exposure to the 3-4, so he understands the concept of being an inside linebacker in that defense versus a middle linebacker in the 4-3, and he's obviously spent these past couple of years in 4-3, but going back to the 3-4 doesn't seem to him, to me, like it is to him a difficult transition, that it's natural, and to your point, it sounds like he can sense where he's going to have more involvement and have greater opportunity to do more things in this defense than he did previously.
Yeah, this is not going to be the 3-4, cover 3, rush 3 guys, maybe send a 4th, play cover 2 behind it. This is a 3-4 with over and under fronts, multiple formations from the defensive side, and it's going to be a thinking man's athleticism, a 3-4 defense. I mean, this is where you create confusion, you use your athleticism, and then you have a guy with physical toughness that's basically over 250 pounds running with that type of speed and strength. This isn't the sit-back type defense that in a 3-4 may be a problem for a 4-3 linebacker, because both guards tend to get off in basic 3-4s and get up on the middle linebackers, the inside linebackers. And these type defenses with the multiple fronts, the overs, the unders, the slants, strong and away, it makes it really challenging on the center, two guards, and backs, quarterback, as to exactly where they're coming, who's the free guy, and where you're going to be able to get pressure from and where you're going to be able to block off not getting pressure from.
So how good is it, how important is it for the quarterback, the center, those guards, everybody on the offensive side, but especially that area you're talking about, to practice against this every day? How vital and helpful is it when you go against the Steelers and the Ravens and the Bengals on a regular basis, teams that run similar versions of this defense?
When you play, and this is no casting arrows to anything in the past, whether it's the past of the last few years or the past of the last few decades, but when you play in practice against base defenses, heck, when me and you started knowing each other in Buffalo and Walt Corey was in a 3-4 and the two guards were going off on the inside linebackers on every single play, and it was cover two behind it with the Will linebacker coming, and you just know it, and you do it every day in practice. Then you get up against creative-type guys like Buddy Ryan, where they're all over the place, and it's a complete train wreck. So to be able to now early, typically the defense will probably create confusion early in practice, early in the season, early in OTAs, early in training camp. That's probably to be expected because the mental duress on the front line, quarterback, running backs, tight end, receivers is going to be tough. That will prepare you, I think, significantly better for the real season. And when you're playing the Bengals with Zimmer, Baltimore, who moves around with Pease a lot, and then LeBeau in Pittsburgh, you know you're going to see it, so you're way better off to see it from OTAs on as opposed to just get stuck with it the week of the game.
Tremendous, Bernie. Enjoyed it. I am looking forward next year to seeing your acting day. Well, I don't know if it's your debut, but it's certainly your big shot, your big moment on the screen. And I'm already smelling Emmy.
I'm practicing my speech.
Nice. He is Bernie Kosar. He is joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And we have got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Liberty's Memorial Day event has been extended. Save thousands with deals like 0% financing for 60 months, plus no payments for 90 days on Ohio's largest selection of new Fords. Or get $11,000 off MSRP of a new F-150. Or lease America's best-selling truck for only $199 a month. Liberty guarantees financing. And nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Katie, a Discount Drug Mart pharmacist. Look, I'm not going to pretend Medicare prescription drug benefits aren't complicated. They are. The good news is, our pharmacists can help you understand your Medicare benefits. We'll make sure you're getting all the savings you deserve. Plus, Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescriptions for diabetes, cholesterol, blood pressure, antibiotics, and more may be even less expensive than your Medicare copay. The simple truth is, your prescription dollar just goes farther at Drug Mart. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
Take me out to the ball game.
Take me out to the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks.
I don't care if I ever get back for a
treat. Root for the Indians.
If they don't win, it's a shame.
Or it's 1, 2, 3
times you're out at the old ball game.
Celebrate Sunday at Key Bank Kids Fun Day on Sunday, June 2nd. The Tribe faces the Rays at 1:05 p.m. Buy early and save at Indians.com.
Your Akron Heroes are home tonight and tomorrow against the Harrisburg Senators at 7:05 p.m. Tonight is Hitchcock Horrors featuring 50 years of the Birds. Enjoy a game of baseball surrounded by our feathered friends from the sky, if you dare. Seats start at just $5. Don't forget to sign up your youngster for the annual Arrows Baseball Camp presented by SUMA June 19th through the 21st. Learn from future Indians and have fun at Canal Park. Call 897-ARROWS or visit online at AkronArrows.com for more information. Akron Arrows Baseball, it's a whole new ballgame.
Why should men shop at TJ Maxx and Marshalls? 1. You can get all the awesome brand names. 2. You can get them for less than department stores, and that's awesome. 3. You'll look stylish and awesome. 4. She'll think you look awesome. 5. You'll actually be awesome, which is awesome. So head to TJ Maxx and Marshalls and get all the awesome brands for men. 2 stores, 2 awesome ways to score. Find a store near you at awesomeforless.com.
Warm weather is finally here, and that means baseball games, patio parties, and road trips with the family. It's Jake from Jake's Garage in Columbia Station, and my wife, Lisa, has a question.
Is your car ready for summer?
Bring it to Jake's. An oil change, new air filter, new tires, or even something as small as new windshield wipers can help make your summer road trip a success.
And don't forget to check your coolant, brakes, and air conditioning.
For all your car care needs, come to Jake's Garage at the corner of Route 252 and Sprague Road and beautiful Columbia Station.
It's back. The Dave Walter Volkswagen Sign Then Drive Sales Event. For a limited time, get zero down payment, zero due at signing, and zero first month payment on any new 2013 Volkswagen from Dave Walter. Combine that with super low lease payments like only $199 a month for a new 2013 Jetta S, and you've got unbeatable Dave Walter savings. Plus, many other outstanding deals you can see now at DaveWalterVW.com. The Sign Then Drive Sales Event, now through May 31st. For VW, see DW, Dave Walter VW, on West Exchange in Akron.
Advise once you get a details.
Vic Carucci with you on a Football Wednesday on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Joined now by the Browns Vice President of Community Outreach, Renee Harvey. And Renee, let's talk first of all about the Browns' involvement with Military Appreciation.
Sure. So, you know, through our signature Hats Off to Our Heroes program, we have support for the military throughout the entire year. But in light of Memorial Day weekend, we felt it was important to make that very, very noticeable and very felt by the veterans. So last week, as we discussed, we had some players go out to the Lewis-Stokes VA Medical Center. Over the weekend, Christian Yount and his father, who's actually a former Marine, they both participated in the Wounded Warriors 5K run and walk. They actually ran in that walk over the weekend. And then today we had another group of players, including Alex Mack, LJ Fort, Brandon Jackson, who went to the USO of Northern Ohio, and they visited with some active military members as well as combat veterans and really just had a fun day with them and participated in the football toss and had a picnic with pizza and just really had a chance to talk with them. In addition, the Browns actually made a donation to support their military program called Family Room. And that's a program where they offer non-perishable food items and other necessities to families who have a loved one serving in the military, just to kind of help them get through. A lot of families are in need. The Ohio National Guard tells us that 25 to 33% of reserve guardsmen who are activated actually take a cut in pay. So this is really a way to kind of help them get by.
Something they definitely need. The Browns begin their high school player development programs next week.
They do. I can't believe it. Summer's here. So the
yeah.
Browns will be hosting 7 different sites throughout the Browns market, which include the east side of Cleveland, west side, Lorain, Akron, Canton, Youngstown, and Toledo. So we really, again, cover that entire market. It's for all high school students, and it really has a focus on on-field instruction, off-the-field character development, and this is in conjunction with the National Guard, and this, of course, leads into regional tournaments and the National 7-on-7 tournament, which Cleveland is fortunate enough to be hosting later this summer as well.
And the Greater Cleveland Football Coaches Association, they're going to host their annual East-West All-Star Game.
They are, and that will take place on Friday, June 14th at Baldwin-Wallace University. The kickoff for that is 7:30 p.m. All tickets are $5 at the gate, and the Browns are hosting their final tune-up practices for both teams. And we wish them both luck on the day prior to that game, so wish both teams luck.
Great. Renee, thank you so much.
Thank you, Vic.
It's now your chance to Ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
We go to Kenneth on Twitter. He says the Browns should feel extremely fortunate that Mr. Jim Brown, accepted this role as senior special advisor, that was announced today, special advisor. And it is something that I agree, Kenneth, the Browns should feel fortunate about, because there was, let's face it, a lot of acrimony. This thing got ugly over the past 2+ years. And how it all came apart in the fall of 2010 right now isn't really relevant. What's relevant is that he did come back. What's relevant is the conditions changed, ownership changed, the organization changed, leadership changed, to where conditions became ripe for the conversation that led to the action of him coming back. And I think that's what success is really built upon. You know, you can say, well, a lot of things were done wrong to get it there, and how could this be? And a lot of folks were unhappy about that. The whole idea that Jim Brown, the most iconic of Browns, the most iconic figure in NFL history, wasn't a part of the Browns in some way, shape, or form for those 2+ years was a travesty. We knew that. It wasn't right. But the fact that you can get it fixed is key. And, you know, you said it was fortunate that he accepted the role, and that part of it was good. I also think for Brown's sake, he's fortunate that the Browns wanted to make it happen, because for the two, it takes two to make this happen. This is good for him, too. And I'm not talking about it from strictly a monetary standpoint. I'm talking about it from the standpoint of what he should be attached to. And he's attached to a lot of great things, that American program and so forth. He does a lot of good with it. I don't know that he particularly even needs something like this, but I'm glad he does have it. And I think I know he is, just based on hearing from him and seeing the reaction. So it's a win-win for both parties. Brian from Twitter, now this is it. He says, all right, with the Bon Jovi concert being announced yesterday, too bad the Browns are focused in on the game experience and not winning. But, Brian, I, I see it this way. I think, can't you have both? I mean, can't you strive to have success on the field, which is what this team is working on? The football folks, the coaches, and so forth are definitely devoted to that, and that's what's going on during OTAs and through the whole off-season program. And then on that, on top of that, you do things like this. You try to maximize the use of the stadium, maximize those events. When it's all said and done, the more activity you have at the stadium, the more events that you're staging there ultimately are good for your football organization, ultimately allow you more leeway to do things with football. We want to thank Jim Brown for his participation in the show and Bernie Kosar. We want to thank Brandon Bogate. We want to thank Jameer Howerton and Lauren Whitaker and Joe Meadows, and Drew Davidson, my outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. And we will talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Stay tuned for 3 Deep.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.